Good morning, everybody. Beloved brothers and sisters. Thank you for the beautiful singing song team. I want to talk about awe for God. And He's an awesome God. And I want to tell you an awesome tale in Acts 29. Oh, Acts 29 is your tale, because we all know that Acts stops at 28, so Acts 29 is your life, and you have to continue it by revealing the powers of the Satan, and so there can be healing, and you have to write it, the Acts 29 tale of your own life, by kicking out strongholds and stones, and you have to testify. And now suddenly we have an evangelization Sunday, suddenly, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And last time I could speak in for a great many people about the subjects, angels and demons. And, there are so many evil spiritual things in the world today. And the Bible tells us that it's not good. I want to thank you, Lord, for a special calling I have. As Abraham was called from Ur to go to the Canaan, God has called me. And Abraham had one security, that he heard the voice of God. And I am Theo Tosma. I am 47 and I am apostle. And I was called at one time for the Lord. Small town I lived in Nijbeets, I was called. And I had to give up everything, sell everything I had. And the Lord brought me to Israel. I served there for 2 years. And the Lord gave me a great gift in Israel. A beautiful German woman that was there in Israel. Now we live in Germany. And, I'm married to her. We have a son, Jonah. And, so we lived a while in Germany, then I was called back to the Netherlands since 2009, and I had a good running organization that helped people in Israel and Palestine to come to the Lord. And then in 2020, we were providing Christian travels. And I came back to the Netherlands 2020. So everybody had to stay home. Corona lockdown. It was heavy for us all. The congregation was shook. Everything was shook. So it was strange times. For some people it was strange, of course, and others. And the Light Foundation I was spending the last 7 years was also put on hold. No more travels. So we lived in a good synergy as a family. It was okay. And suddenly a huge stop. No more traveling. No more light foundations. So I was thinking, what can we do? How can we serve? So in my free time, I was just started spending time in my garden, and we got a gift, so we could buy a swimming pool, and the garden was nice, and everything was nice and good, so we had a nice swimming pool, and I was making a frame around it, of course, a deck, you know. And as I bolted the last screw in the... I didn't bore in the swimming pool, but I bored in the board. And the Lord... received an emotion, or I got an emotion. It was a voice or emotion. It said in me, the garden is finished, what will be my next task, Lord? My heart prayed to the Lord and I could hear it. And I lived 11 years. I lived in Utrecht, in Friesland, in Drachten. And it's beautiful, and the garden was finished. And we're living there for 13 years. But my heart just said, Lord, it's finished here. But then we also had a man called Rutte, who told us we could no longer leave the country. But my wife comes from the East Germany, where until the 90s was a huge wall, like an iron curtain, the 1950s, and so it was a little bit traumatizing for the people that lived there, so it caused for terrible feelings with my wife. She said, will I ever see my parents again? Will I ever see my sister again and my brothers? And my wife got homesick. She just missed Germany and East Germany so much. And, it's just set in her heart. And it's a serious business. And as priest of my family, I took this serious. I said, Karen, so I'm just going to ask the Lord if he can use you and this emotion that you feel to go back to Germany. Maybe it's God's plan, who knows, we will pray on it. Except we're not going to use, I love you, but we're not going to move the whole family on the base of an emotion. If we do so, we ask God first. And my wife was crying and crying and crying. But we, together with good people, good prayer warriors, prayer prayers, we prayed and we prayed. And the Lord showed us. We as and we as a family, we always thought that the Loud House Foundation would send us to Israel. So, but we never ever planned for East Germany, and we always expected that everything would be all right. So we had our own vision and plans. The Netherlands, then Israel, then Jesus will come back. But we, as persons, could never ever have thought, could have thought that we would go back to the East German slums, the communist blocks. So we looked at the German Funda and started looking for a house. So when I was visiting sister, she had a vision, and she said, I had a dream. So she had a dream around the time that we were praying for what is the right way. And I dreamt that your wife, Karin, came in my yard, and she said to me, Jochini, pack your bags. Are we going on a journey? And we get in the car and we drive. And it was a very small light blue car. And as we got married in 2006, the first car my wife had was a very small light blue Peugeot 206. So the wife, the sister who had a dream, had the right image. So we took it serious. It was a German car. So somebody had a dream with a reference to Germany, because the small blue car was a German car. And then in November, December 2013, and my wife was getting more and more restless. But I have my organization, you know. She is a hairdresser, she has customers. And Karin went for a prayer walk with my wife. She was talking and praying to the Lord. She was just praying and praying and praying. And the Lord spoke to her in a clear voice, in German. And the Lord said, Karin, it's time to go home. And there was a deeply overwhelmed by the emotions that you feel with God. Comes in such a powerful way in your heart. And she felt such a peace. And my son, Jonah, at service. Service about listening to God. And there was an exercise. So Jonah, my son, just so my son came back after having a word. Jonah, you have it good in Germany. And my wife and my son at the same day. And my youngest daughter also. So, are you excited to go to Germany, Talita? And okay, so my family, my wife, my son, and my youngest daughter had visions about going to Germany. But me, as a priest of my family, I was still a little bit in hesitation. And in January 2021, I finally received confirmation myself too. So it was 11:30. And I just got my handy. And I had an app. And there was a brother from the church who had a word. Said, "Dear Brother Theo, the Lord has given me a word for you." And it was a well-known brother. And I saw a huge, heavy door. And it opened very slow. And as you were walking towards the door, it was filled with wisdom and great things that the Lord was telling you about. And you walk through it to a new garden, a new season, and you're going to teach other people about things that you learned as you pass through this door of wisdom. And it will take around 2 years. And the Lord spoke, in this new area, you will touch the hearts of many men, hardened men, that are hardened because of the hardships they were brought up in the communism. And as you do the good things do there, and you will touch their hearts, and many great things will happen there. And you will share a great deal about the love of God. And it was a, and you will not have to look for money. Everything will be provided. You will receive all the money in one time. So I called this brother. Said, "Can I drink a cup of coffee with you?" And I just asked him, "What do you know about us?" And he said, "No, not so much." But I just talked to him. He said, "You know nothing about me, but the prophecy you have for my life is so accurate. It's just almost incredible." And now it's August 2022, and I can testify that the great door that will open in 2 years is really going open. So, in 2021, we were in Germany again. So, we, of course, did not only the spiritual thing, but also, just looked around in the real world, and we looked for, an old lodging from 1813 with a good piece of ground around it. And it was 200,000 euros. And we had to rebuild it for five. And I just said, Lord, if this is it, but it's huge and it's very expensive, and how are we going to do this? And this is your wish for that I, as a former carpenter, can just work here. Let it be your will then. But in my gut, I felt like there is another house that I cannot see yet. And we looked for the first house, and we talked to the bank. So the bank was a court. And we always talked to the bank that said, we are evangelites. And, we live from the wind, and the bank had no problems. So, but suddenly, my father-in-law saw a different house. It was identical to the house we were looking for, but this house was intact. It was a house. And my father-in-law said, "No, maybe you can talk to this man." And reached out to the owner of the better house. And it was a very wealthy man in Munich. And we called him up. And I said, "I'm Theo. I'm an evangelist from the Netherlands. And we have a calling to go to East Germany. And we have a calling from the Lord. And we would like to buy the house." So the man said, "So you want to buy this house?" And I said, "Yeah." And the man said, "Okay, I wanna sell it for you." And I bought it in the 90s. And we lived there for 4 years. And there were no children. And then he divorced. And he went back to Munich. So it was just her ex, his ex, his mother, and some remnants, and there were some three families living there. So it was a huge house. So, but the wife left, and the mother-in-law died, and there was only one family living there. So we just. He was open to an open bid, and we said, "Oh, well." It was such a beautiful house, with a beautiful grounds around it, 8,000 square meters. And the tenants were living there. But. So it was very, so we had to, so the bank said, "I can give you 150,000 euros. I said, "Lord, I'm going to call this man with a ridiculous bud of 150,000 euros, because it's such a huge house. And please, Lord, I'm going to do this incredible, silly thing, so talk to me, Lord, if this is your will." And the Bible is such a thick book. And if you want to talk to the Lord, you can receive it. So I opened the Bible in faith. And I opened it in Deuteronomium 6. And I read. Yeah, wacht even.
Which one?
Deuteronomium 6, verse 10. Oh. 6 verse 10. When the Lord your God brings you into the land he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, to give you a land of large, flourishing cities you did not build. Houses filled with all kinds of goods, things that you did not provide, wells you did not dig, and vineyards and olive groves you did not plant. Then when you ate and are satisfied, be careful that you do not forget the Lord who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. Fear the Lord your God, serve him only, and take your oaths in his name. So, for me it was just so beautiful to go to a city, to a house I had to build, but now I had this house. It was good. And there were wells digged in the new house. And the next time I asked for a word and I read in the Bible. It was just so beautiful, you know. This is the promised land for us, I thought. And I got this confirmation through the Bible. So I called this man, standing in faith. He said 150, that's way too much, but he said, you know what, for 280 you can have it. And I said, okie dokie, we're going to look for 280,000 euros and it will be alright. And I believe, oh, the Lord will give me this land, and nothing is impossible. I said, no, great man, auf Wiedersnitzel. So I bought a house with a handshake and a word of God, but now I had to come up with 280,000 euros. My father had a supermarket, and I'm an entrepreneur, and I have a network, and I have my gospel, and my gospel story, and my word from God. And I say, hello, dear friend, I need 280,000 euros. You can buy me in, or something. And you can't believe it. Somebody fell for it and put 280,000 euros in my beer, Bible and barbecue plans for East Germany. And it's great. So we're going to start. We have a beautiful house. And first I raised 50,000 euros. One stone, 1 euro. And in January 2000, I had 280,000 euros ready for the man. So we talked to our brothers. So we made a great plan. No, but but then in 1 week time, everybody pulled out. So all the money was gone. And everybody had excuses. And they lost faith. And it was so strange. And I was devastated. I said, Lord, What are you doing? Everything is here. We can start. We have a vision. We have a website. We can start. But it's a great process with all the notarizing of the buying of such a house in a different country. And the Lord just told me, be silent. Be silent. Remember the word I gave you. And the Lord brought again a word from the prophet that spoke to me. And the judge, God the judge spoke in his might and said, Theo, be silent and wait. And I was silent and I waited, but hello. So you have to wait and wait. So I went with my shaking knees. I said, Lord, how is this going to be alright? And as I was talking to the Lord, I was my knees got heavier and heavier. And I just fell. And the Lord said, wait for me, it will be alright. The Lord lifted me up. Amen. And then in the next vacation, 2022, I had to talk to the owner, of course. And I called him. I called him in hope. And I hoped for a miracle, of course. Somehow it would have been alright before I had to call the owner. But there was no miracle. So I had to call this man. I say, Mr. Vaska, I don't have the money, but what I have 50,000 euros. I have people that are ready to make everything great. I have the stuff I need. This is what I can give you. What is your answer? And he was a little bit disappointed, of course. And he said, ah, let me talk to my bookkeepers. And he said, so Mr. Tolsma, you asked me for me. Okay. So Mr. Tolsla, you're kind of asking me to you're asking me to be a bank now, so I can be a bank for you. We make the house 350,000 euros and you just pay me every month a little bit and it will be all right. So it was just so great. And I honestly believe that this is the way that God decided it. And after the vacation, I started thanking the Lord and cheering and rejoicing. And I made a mind map with all the things that we experienced. And so many things happened. And so many emotions last years. And, even my father died. He died from a lung thing. And, and the last words my father spoke to me, Theo, I love you. And I love God. It was just so emotional and emotional and emotional. And so I I was just thinking about how emotional times were with the moving plans, the death of my father, all the corona things. But still the Lord spoke to me and said, I will bring you to the land where you have to be, and you have to trust. And I said, Mr. Matze, thank you for your offer. I'm going to think about it, but I'm going to ask the Lord one more time. And can we please wait one more month? Can you give us one more month to fix the money? And he said, I will give you one more month, but I don't think it will be, I don't think you can realize it. So we had one more time to buy the house at 280,000 euro. And then in March, the last month, so I was thanking the Lord and praying, and first we cheer, and then the walls of Jericho fall,
and
the Lord just told me, start cheering for the goal that I will score for you. So I was just thanking for the house. And in 8 March, exactly 2 years after I get this word from God, the man, so exactly 2 years later, it's a little car stops. He's a construction worker, and just in his overall, he rings the doorbell. He said, "No, I'm here to give you something." I said, "Oh, a word from God." Okay, nice. More words of God. And he says, and he. Ga fietsen. He said, Theon, I am here to give you 270,000 euros. And I said, he said, I am here to give you this money. And he said, Theon, the Lord has blessed me. So the Lord has blessed me with the second home I bought for a few euros. And I sold it for so much money, and I prayed on it. I said, Lord, this is your money. It's what do? And the Lord told me, give it to Theo. So the guy prayed for 200. Nah. Yeah. So. Everything the Lord told him happened, and another guy gave him just 270,000 euros on a prayer. Damn. I would do it too. Poof, poof, poof. So this man, so 3 days later, he just God almachtige. So the construction worker that bought the second house for nothing, and sold it for so much money, and he just asked the Lord, what do you want me to do with it? He also had a word for 4 years before that, that Lord told him, you will invest in East Germany. So it's just for this man, it's just so beautiful, arranged everything. And the guy that gave all the money experienced such a great Holy Spirit filled anointing after giving the money, of course, because he was freed from the evil mammon he served. Yes, it is just one wonderful, beautiful, great a Holy Spirit filled adventure, everything coming good. Amen. In 2 years. Hallelujah. And now I am a pastor for a Baptist congregation in East Germany. We have the house, we have the guest house, and we will live here and work here and pray here. And it is as happened as the Lord has foretold. So now I had just one more situation I had to handle, of course, the tenants that live there in the house already, and of course they're gonna we can't kick them out, and they are not Christian, and now suddenly they have a congregation in their basement and a guest house, and these people live there for 16 years, but I come with my family in Jesus' name to this house, and we are the new owners. And I want to know, what is your plan? And I had to be honest, of course. Well, friend, eventually we want to live where you live. There will be two apartments to rent out. Under there will be a Baptist church and a refugee. And in the basement there will be a hairdresser. So you want to live where I live, and you can't, and this will not happen. And we live here for 16 years, and we have rights, and you said, man, I know. We don't want to kick you on the street. We'll be all right. But yeah, this is now a house for God. And we come. This is now a Christian house, and but yeah. And then we are the new owners, of course. This, yeah, he knows now the plan. And dear people, it is really very beautiful. So it's the top apartment is so beautiful, and I think, okay, this is good. This is good. I said, Lord, but this house is your house, and we want to serve you. And 4 days later, I talked to this man again. He said, Mr. Tolsma, we found a different house, and in June we can leave. So, I said, so, yeah, you want to live where we live? He said, okay. We found something somewhere else, and we're gonna oblige. So somehow they just the tenants left, and they just left. And now the house is up to God. Amen.
Ah.
And we have some folders, and we can always use help, people that want to work, because the top apartment is current modern, but the rest has to be renovated still, of course. But we truly see it as a new church that we live in. And I never had a house, I never prayed for a house, but I know God can do everything. But now I will go to an East German area where people are really against me bringing the gospel there. It's, it's truly a terrible spiritual dark place there. But I don't care if it's hate mail or demons, in Jesus' name, everything will flee for the might of Jesus in me. And I go to the East Germany where there are still communists and where there are still Nazis and the Heil Hitler movement is active. It's truly dark, lots of darkness there. And the Lord says, go in my name. This is what will happen. And the Lord will be with us. And in faith and trust, we start this adventure. And it starts in 6 weeks. And so, August 1st, we're going to leave. We will no longer live in the Netherlands. And the whole family is going to pack up and start again. But yeah, the Lord has provided and the Lord has shown, and we walk in faith. And the evil one is giving hindrance.